Hello everybody, my name is Jack Morgan-Jones and welcome to this, the sixth episode of the Italian Insider podcast, a not-so-new series that uses short stories by Italian authors to explore some deep stuff. This one is by Susanna Tamaro, and we're going to use it to talk about childhood abuse and what not to do when performing an exorcism on a monster. Published in a young author anthology in 1991, the short story of The Island of Komodo deals with the rejection of a young child whose presence in the world becomes akin to that of a mystical monster. Our Italian parents in this short story are named Ada and Arturo, who have a child who they name Glauco. Glauco has an eye condition which makes him act not as a normal child does, but like a robotic owl, due to something askew in his retinal rods that gives him the vision of the nocturnal bird of prey. Glauco can see too well, is the doctor's prognosis. As Glauco grows, his parents understandably struggle to cope with his condition. This worsens when a rumour starts to spread about him being the way he is because of a reptilian virus. He is thought by society to be a monster. How to deal with this social stigma? The parents decide on the solution that, well, we can just have another one. When you think about it, this is quite a monstrous solution, and a decision that will turn them into monsters in time, because what they are doing is essentially admitting to each other that they just want to forget about their son. Sure enough, with the arrival of the new baby, they soon do. The author describes Glauco as not thinking for a minute that his parents hate him. To be ignored and to have his parents deny his very existence when a birth registration officer comes around was for him just the natural order of things. Our author describes it in this way.
Ormai privo di un nome e di una data di nascita, ignorato o quasi dagli altri abitanti della casa, Glauco visse fino ai 10 anni chiuso nella sua stanza. Presso poco in quel periodo e in tempi molto brevi, il suo corpo si trasformò in quello di un uomo.
In a short space of time then, his body has become that of a man. He grew up too quick because of his parents. There is no moment in the story, though, where Glauco realises he has been abused through neglect. The realisation is gradual and implicit. One day it just seems to make sense for him not to be there anymore. Slowly coming to realise that the status quo, or something maybe that you thought you needed, maybe even enjoyed, was not in fact a good thing, is a gut-wrenching process. Usually it takes something, a life event, a change in circumstance, to realise that things are wrong. Your memories of an event can be neutral, like Glauco, or maybe even wildly positive, and then something that you didn't know you needed to understand becomes understood, which can update your memories and make you think of something that you liked as something that it had been wrong for you to like. Glauco simply leaves his parents when he makes this kind of realization. He walks in another direction, takes another path, and so leaves us, the reader, with a question as to whether it is right that Glauco can move on without fully understanding what has been done to him. In January 2020, details emerged at the end of legal investigations that Nadia Bolognini, an Italian psychologist, allegedly told a little girl that inside her body, an evil personality was able to take over the good part of her and make her behave badly, and she would also speak to the entity inside the child during the therapy sessions. Why? Well, because she wanted to convince the child that she had to get rid of fake memories, as this psychologist was allegedly involved in a scandal called Angels and Demons in 2019, in which children were brainwashed into thinking their parents had abused them so that they could be sold for profit to foster parents. When people who we trust are not monsters turn around to face us with the face of a monster, of course it is going to be an earth-shattering moment, an event, and one that one person alone, regardless of their age, might not be able to process. When Glauco leaves home, he is described by the writer as leaving without even being noticed and making his way towards fields. Glauco does not react in outrage. He doesn't even know he has missed out on anything, such as a childhood, for example. But of course, this doesn't mean there is no place for outrage. Glauco may not identify as a victim, but that does not mean he isn't one. The author suggests as much, given that Glauco is said to lack identity amongst men, as he finds his place instead in nature. A victim not claiming victimhood doesn't change the facts, especially with children, and especially with something like psychological abuse. Even when an adult defends a psychological abuser, one day they might not do so. And so, as a society, we cannot always afford to take their word for it. There are striking comparisons between this short story and Kafka's Metamorphosis. A big difference, though, is the lack of violent conflict and the calmness with which Glauco manages his predicament. Kafka once spoke of literature as, and I quote, a hatchet with which we chop at the frozen seas inside us, unquote. And this short story is a particularly sharp hatchet. E se io muoio da partigiano, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao.